The recapture of drug warlord El Chapo last week by Mexican authorities so spelled relief for police, it's possible that Mexican authorities would now rather make him someone else's responsibilities, say, the U.S. federal prison system. There are hints that extradition of El Chapo to the United States may be in the cards, a relief to Mexican officials, if only, to prevent a sequel to the meeting we learned about over the weekend between Sean Penn and Joaquin Guzman Loera, El Chapo's real name, who got together in a mountain jungle clearing while El Chapo was on the lam. Joan Grillo is a journalist who has covered Mexican cartels for more than a decade. He's author of the forthcoming book, Gangster Warlords, Drug Dollars, Killing Fields, and the New Politics of Latin America. He joins me now. Welcome, Joan.
Good to be here.
How long do you think the possibility of an extradition could take to decide in Mexico, given the wheels of justice there?
It's very hard to put a number on it. You know, the lawyer of Chapo Guzman says he will try everything to try and keep him in Mexico. He's already filed 6 motions, so could, you know, drag this out for years. On the other side, you know, if you've got the whole weight of the Mexican government, the Mexican president wanting to make this happen, and the whole weight of the United States justice system and power of the United States pressuring this, then it might be something which will happen very, very fast.
Is this a signal that the Mexican government has really given up having any confidence that it can hold on to El Chapo for any length of time?
I think the international pressure is such that they've seen that extraditing him to the United States is perhaps the easiest solution. I mean, the power of the Sinaloa cartel, the power it has to bribe people like prison guards, prison directors, but also to intimidate. And I mean, let's face it, if you're a prison guard guarding Chapo Guzman in Mexico and people could go, you know, could go to your house and say, if you don't help him, you know, your whole family's going to die. And the United States is much better at resisting that. They could send him to the supermax in Colorado and lock him up in isolation for 23 and a half hours in a desert, you know, and virtually underground, and be much easier for the United States government to keep him.
Although El Chapo has the ability to give anybody at the Supermax, you know, a Powerball jackpot. I mean, you know, he's coming to the United States, the source of his revenue, and leaving Mexico, which is the source of his employment workforce. What's to say that he wouldn't have the power to do the very same thing in the United States?
Well, in the United States, one thing he might do, and there's been a history of him, of drug traffickers doing, is they make a deal with U.S. authorities, and part of that deal is to give money, but they do it legally. What the United States government does is it says, we're going to expropriate funds you've made trafficking drugs to our citizens. And also, he has a lot of information not only about drug traffickers, but certainly about politicians, police officers, all kinds of people. So he has some material to try and make a deal with.
Although, why would then, just for that reason, why would the Mexicans ever want to let him go?
Well, that's another thing. I mean, they, you know, there still could be force in Mexico. There's certainly some people here who might be nervous about him sitting in a room with U.S. officials. You know, he's got a long history. I mean, he's been involved in the drug trafficking game for more than 40 years. You know, he said in his talk with Sean Penn how he, you know, got involved in this when he was 15. There was no other options he saw in his community. And then he's seen enormous changes over that time. He certainly has many, many secrets, hot potatoes that he knows about and he could potentially try and use to keep himself from being in the worst situation.
I notice you have a book coming out next week. Is there a Sean Penn chapter in it?
My book was written before the Sean Penn revelation, but my book also has got a lot of interviews with dangerous gangsters, with bosses of dangerous gangsters. And so I can't criticize Sean Penn for doing that because I've done it a lot myself.
Joan Grillo is a journalist who's covered Mexican cartels for more than a decade. His forthcoming book, Gangster Warlords, Drug Dollars, Killing Fields, and the New Politics of Latin America, is out next week. Thanks so much, Joan.
Always great to be here.